Typhoon Haiyan slams into the Philippines. Find out what country is the homicide capital of the world and discover stories of finishing the task. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Needs are stacking up in the Philippines following Super Typhoon Haiyan's departure. Jeff Palmer's Baptist Global Response partners were meeting priority needs over the weekend like food, clean water, and temporary shelter. Now they're tackling the next level.
Because of the surging waves and the several inches of rainfall that were dumped in a short time, you have a lot of water contamination and flooding into wells and things like that. In the next couple of weeks, we'll probably move to tin roofing dispersal and to help folks get back into adequate housing.
BGR is providing more than physical relief. They're telling people about Jesus, the only one who can overcome life's storms. Can you help?
We definitely would appreciate people partnering with us in prayer and partnering with us in donations and gifts to come alongside those in need in the Philippines.
Meanwhile, another organization is providing both spiritual and physical aid to the region. Food for the Hungry is emphasizing the need for Christ-like action. What does that look like? Peter Howard of FH says it starts by asking the right questions.
Food for the Hungry, we work through the local church, so there's always the relational spiritual component that comes in. How do you just care for people who are traumatized by this kind of emergency? How do you support them, encourage them, and pray for them during these times?
This is where you, as a listener and fellow Christian, can step in and get involved.
I would ask that we're generous to the church in the Philippines and to those suffering from this storm, and also that we're generous with our prayers and that we would ask God's mercy and favor for those who are responding.
As you pray, remember to check out our website for more information as events unfold. This is Mission Network News. MNN's Ruth Kramer is in China this week. Here's the first in her series of reports.
Here are two things you may already know about China. It's illegal to distribute Bibles, and the Chinese church is one of the fastest growing in the world. Dr. Gene Wood of Word for Asia says those details lead to some interesting misconceptions.
The first is there are no Bibles in China. Secondly, equally erroneous, there's enough Bibles in China.
Facts. Amity Printing Company works out of Nanjing. It printed its 100 millionth copy of the Bible last year, though exports account for about half their capacity. And the size of the church is widely underreported, so that means that Christians in China still need Bibles.
The responsibility for distributing Bibles from Amity Press is that of the National CCC and the China Christian Council. It's not the role of foreigners to do that.
However, believers are welcome to serve the church in China in whatever capacity is needed. We'll have more on what that looks like later this week. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Nanjing, China.
Elsewhere, how would you live your life differently if you had to deal with extreme violence on a daily basis? Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, says Honduras is the homicide capital of the world. Kids are the main target. Some are pressured into joining gangs, others want to. Gospel workers are sent out to every part of the country. Get the full story at missionnetworknews.org. Pray Christ will show many his great presence and love. And as November is a month of praying for the persecuted, Wycliffe Bible Translators USA has an ongoing tradition for today. Since 1933, every year on November 11th, Wycliffe staff around the world set aside this day to pray. You can join virtually from anywhere and take part in this tradition. Take a moment to pray for the people worldwide who are still waiting to know God's Word. Visit missionnetworknews.org for links and how you can connect today on this special day of prayer. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the free book, Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own countries. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith, all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.